We're in the Ketzes HaSofer, Simen Yud Tes, Seif Dalet. Now, at the end of Seif Gimel, the Ketzes HaSofer was discussing a case of a Sefer Torah that had multiple mistakes on every Amud. And he said that if it was originally written with less than four mistakes per Amud, so then under certain circumstances it could be fixed, while if there were more than four mistakes per Amud, under other circumstances it would not be able to be fixed. So he says, "Bamedvar mamurim." Now in Sif Dalid, shekasaves amila chaser. All of these discussions that we were having, where it would be usher to correct the Sefer Torah, that would be in a case where one wrote the Sefer Torah with missing a letter. In other words, lamashal, the word isam was supposed to be spelled with a vav, and he spelled it without a vav. So that would not be able to be fixed, because to be toila so many letters between the lines would be a gnai for the Sefer Torah. But if he wrote a word that was supposed to be without a vav, he wrote the word oisam aleph tof mem, he wrote aleph vav tof mem, and it was supposed to be aleph tof mem. So afilu yesh b'kol daf adaf kama tu'iyos, even if there are a number of such mistakes on every amud, yitakin, then it can be fixed. Lefi she'en ha'greida gnai k'mo yatliya, because it's a much bigger gnai for a Sefer Torah to have letters stuck between the lines than to have erasures. U'kishagori, then when one does erase, yarchiv k'tzas ha'ois shalafonov, he should merely widen the ice that's in front of the makam of the erasure, v'ha'i shel ha'acherov, shelo yehei makam ha'grad, hefzik b'teva, shetehineris kishtayim. Because if you erase a vav in the middle of a word, or a yod in the middle of a word, so that's going to leave a blank space that's going to make the word look like two. But if you expand the letter before the space and the letter beyond the space, so then that will fix the problem. V'ayin la'el simin yud alef siftes, t'kishagayrudin esayisarayin, Lamashal, let's say you wrote the word oisam and you made two vavs, and there's only supposed to be one. So in such an instance, you erase the second ois. In other words, whenever you have an extra ois, one is always going to erase the second letter, because the first one was written the way it was supposed to be. Says the Lishkas HaSefer in Sif Katan Gimel. Lefisha ugnai litlis kasa b'shut ginas v'radim. The ginas v'radim says in klal beis simin dalid v'zeh l'shayne v'agav urchei ani yomer b'zeh she'amru chazal she'em yesh yoyser migimel tuyes b'kol daf v'daf al yitakin. He was discussing the idea that if there are more than three mistakes on every amud, so then one should not fix it. So the ginas v'radim says, I'll throw in agav urchei the following. The hashtash ha'seifrim heim b'kiyim v'umnim harbe. Nowadays that the seifrim know what they're doing, v'darkan afilu le'inyan chisorin, and their mahalach is that even when they have a missing letter, shegardin b'seich hashita, they erase within the line, v'koisvin shamas achisorin, and they add it in. Im kein leka leflugay, then there's no machlekes anymore, ben sha'atuyas hein b'chisorin oi b'tosefes, whether there's a missing letter or an extra letter, no matter what, since the Sefer Mamumchim, and they know how to erase, al yedei greira, de kashem shebetei sefes machshirin an lehu, v'afilu tuva, lefisha tikunam hu al yedei greira, because we allow it to be corrected in such an instance, because the tikun is going to be al yedei greida and not al yedei tchliya. So imkein hu adinami linyin chisaren sheyesh lahachsher afilu betuyes mirubin kevan shetikunam hu al yedei greida. He's saying since nowadays the way that they do the tikun is not al yedei tchliya, rather it's al yedei greida, so then it doesn't make a difference if it's an extra letter or a missing letter, either which way, the gnai is tliya, and since there's not going to be tliya, there's only going to be greida, so then it's going to be mutter. The hevi dvaru b'sevim melech hashemayim klal tezayin bina sifkot ndalid because of a love. The melech hashemayim writes v'chidushu shechidush lan harav ginas vrodim. This is a chidush that the ginas vrodim came up with. Lo matzasi lo chaver adayin. I have not yet found somebody who holds like this ginas vrodim. At kan loshin of the Melech HaShemayim. V'hinei, says the Kesis, Anoichi Matzasi Bezaz Hashem, Shekvar Nechleku Bezeh HaRishayim. I don't know why the Melech HaShemayim says that the Ginas Vrodim is a Chiddush. It's already a Machlekes Rishayim. Harei Heim HaRashba V'Arivah, Shukumay Shekasavnu El, B'Simen Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, Ayin Sham. because over there also the discussion is about menumer and whether greda or havaris kulmus, which one is a bigger case of menumer. And this machloikus already appears over there. Says the Kesa Sefer Seif Hey, Ta'a v'dileg teva yaiser, if a Sefer skipped one or more words, Yachalat Leisa Ben Ashitin, he doesn't have to erase Al Piyikir Halacha, he could just add those words between the lines, Avaloi b'revach shebein daf ledaf, but not between columns. Says the Lishka Seif Cotton Dalid, Yachalat Leisa, when you add in the word between the lines, in other words, let's say you're writing by Daber Hashem El Moshe Lemer and you miss the word El. So the word El should start directly above the word Moshe. In other words, the missing word should start directly on top of the word that's after it. But he shouldn't start it more to the right. In other words, half on top of the previous letter and half on top of the following letter. Rather, he should start it directly above the beginning of the following letter. Nor should he go too far to the left. Like we said, he should start directly above the following word. If he starts at the end of the previous word, in other words, again, it's he left out the word else. If he starts the aleph, that the beginning of the Aleph is right on top of the last Hey of the Shem Hashem, which precedes it. So then, Pasul Ad Kan L'Shoinit. That's the Melech HaShemayim says that's no good. Because of Shekein Nira Mitashbetz Chelek Aleph, Soif Simen Kufayin Zayin, Mitshuvas Mil Tztoka, Simen Nun Vav, V'Shekach Hadas Neisenes, Melech HaShemayim says he has two Mekairis for it, and it's the Svara also. V'hine Mitashbetz Limuchach Midi. As far as his first Maramokim, doesn't say anything over there. V'Shuvas Mil Tztoka, Haya Maise Shaya Kosev V'Soif Shita, V'Yorei, V'Vayar, V'Vayar. It says over there, the case was that the Sefer wrote the word Vayar twice at the end of a line. V'chaser b'neim tevas b'sivloisam, right? That it said, the Pasuk says Vayar b'sivloisam, and then it says again Vayar, right? So in between the two Vayars was missing the word b'sivloisam. V'higia ha-Sefer v'hischelitlois teva b'sivloisam koidem Vayar harishin. So the Sefer, when he was filling in the word b'sivloisam, I guess since it's because it's a large word, so he started writing it even before the first Vayar, up on top. U'pasal, and in that case, the miltztaka pasal mishom d'me'ayin noida, how do we know? Le'ezem in ha-mekayim ha-shayach ha-chisar and hazeh hatolei shalei b'mekayimai. We don't know where it belongs. It's not where it's supposed to be. Aval kol shehu b'ayfen asher noida le'ezem in ha-mekayim ha-shayach, but as long as we do know, shapir dami, even though it's starting above the previous word. U'lefi ani asdaiti adif tvei le'haskal tevas hatolei noichach kidmas haskolas ha-teva shetachtel. And the Kesa says, not only does the Melech HaShemayim not have a Makar, but he says, in my opinion, I think that you should start Taka a little bit prior to the beginning of the next word, Laman Yaretz HaKari, because then it's easier to read, when the reader sees that the word is before the word that follows it, and it's going to be much easier to follow. Says the Lishka Sifkaten Hey, Litloisa Bein Hashitin, one is permitted to make a tliya between the lines. Kazav Sefer Shnois Chayim Chelek Stam Simin Lametes Vizela Shiner. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes as follows. Simin Reish Ayin Dalid, Ayin Betaz Sifkaten Beis, Masha Kazav Inyin Ha'ois Bein Hashitin. Take a look at what the Taz says about Ha'ois between the lines. Hine Nira, one sees Aflafia Taz. Hainu rakim al kolponim yesh revach bein ha'oisiyos keshir sheyucha lamoid sham guf ha'ois. The oz, because then he she'en sham revach kolkach she'ya oid revach bein ois la'ois b'zeh deloy ba'inon ha'revach l'gufei rak mitam she'yehe niker v'harei ata hu niker avalim ein revach sham sheyucha lamoid bei guf ha'ois Zevadai Pasul. Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying that if one does not have enough space between the words on the line to fit the word that he's putting in the tliya there, then that is going to be pasul. Kegoin im ha'oisha lamala hu rochav kegoin mem. In other words, let's say you're being toile a mem, a lamed. Bezev vaday loy mahani chavoyt rami, kevan de ein sham revach sheyucha lamed ben ishite. In other words, since there's no space in between the letters where he has to put the tliya, so we don't say that the letter kilu drops down into the line. The letter can only drop down into the line when there's space for it. But if there's no space for it, then the tliya is not going to work. It's going to be pasul. V'ayin rayim mizem imashikazav b'sholchan aruch harichayim simintof reish lamed aleph. Sifhei u'bahagosham d'lo shayach havoidromi rakish yesh avri lamata. Over there in Hilchas Sukkah it says that this idea of havoidromi, that the mechitza kilu comes straight down, the schach comes straight down. Chavoy drami means that the edge of the item kilu extends downward and we drop the whole thing down. So we only say that rakishayesh avri lamata only when there's space underneath kashir ha'elyon as much as you have on top. V'hu adin bazeh, and the same thing would be over here by the tliya. We'll only consider the tliya to be dropped down into the line if there's enough space in the line to hold the tliya. Kainir lefias daiti nochin bazeh uboru ledina, and it's boru ledina at kan loshin of Rav Shlomo Kluger. V'hinei b'shasu poiskim b'kama duchti muchach t'loi kavasei. First of all, says the Lishka, it's mavur and shas, not like Rav Shlomo Kluger. V'ein zeh inyan klal l'chavoy drami. The deal of tliya has nothing to do with the ice coming down into the shura, as long as the reader sees it, and he can read it properly, even though you don't have space underneath to hold the letter, shapir dami, avada is going to be good. And indeed, that's obviously why you're putting the letter on top in the first place, because there's no space. That's the whole part of the tliya. And avada says the kesas, this is correct, not like Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to say. Oid sham b'simin hanal. Shlomo Kluger says further in Simin Gimel b'sefer hanal in Simin Gimel. Nishal b'sefer Torah. Shlomo Kluger was asked about a sefer Torah. She has sefer tola as atos beinishiti, where the sefer was tola a word that he had left out between the lines. Ve'acharkach rotsa b'al sefer Torah la'seisa yofe. And then the b'al sefer Torah wanted to make the sefer Torah nicer. Ligroid shura achas u'lahachnis as atos, to erase a line from the sefer Torah and to add the missing word into the line proper, not having it as a tliya. In mutilas is kain, and the yeser pshlema kluger, if he could do that or not. Lachar apilpul, and after he was mefalpul, because of the nearer the aser, he wants to aser. The cold varav, seivin, or pshlema kluger's whole shtickle Torah rolls around the idea, b'mashe because of the aser limchak min ha-sefer Torah, that it's aser to erase from a sefer Torah, mishim shenemer le-sasim kain la-shem le-keichem. U'mechilas kvoy Torah, he says, the lishka agav shitvei kosev zeis. He just wrote this, just like it was a plate that's kolmas asat. Zeh einoy ela azar lemoichikas Hashem, because the iser of leisasin kain Hashem lekechem applies to an iser of erasing Hashem Hashem. Aval lemoichik tevish el choil leishamanu. No such thing of this pasuk applying to tevish el choil. V'ayin mashakosav b'simin hey. Take a look at what we wrote over there. Sifkot nalef b'shem sefer chasidim. That over there he says that you can replace a yiriyah, even if the existing yiriyah is kosher. So over here also, you would be able to replace the line, even though it's already there. Veneer, and there's no iser of erasing. Veneer the yesh lilmoid misham, gam l'nidin zeh, and one could make a tzushtel from that sefer chasidim to this, she'im hu batuach, she'iyah acharkach yoser noah. One could assume that if he knows that if the ksav is going to be nicer without the tliya u'muhudir, yesh lahatir misham zeh keli vanveyu, it would be mutter Alts Zekeli Van Veyo. Shuvra Isi B'Sefer Anya D'Yayna. I subsequently saw in the Sefer Anya D'Yayna, Seif Chelek Sheini, Hanikra Sharei MS, Shanishal Bazer, that he was asked about this question as well. Beheshiv Le'Isser, and he also said that it would be Aser Mishum, Dim Yigroid, because if he's going to erase, Yuchlash Sham HaKlaf, the Klaf will become weaker in that spot. It says at the beginning of the second parak in Yuma, Shnei Sirei Rosh Perek Shnei Se'irei, at the beginning of the Perek, which is called Shnei Se'irei, Meshubach Begufay Meshubach B'marav. You have to take the Se'irim on Yom Kippur, right? So you can take Se'irim that look, that are better, in other words, they're fatter, Meshubach Begufay, or you can take Meshubach B'marav, better looking Se'irim. So obviously we want to bring the most Mahudadik Se'irim that we can. So what's better, a fatter Seir or a nice looking seir? So he says, the Gemara says, Meshubach begufay adif. A fatter seir is better. But who adin beneden zeh? Same thing would apply by our Sefer Torah. Kshu meniachas haklaf kamoishu. If he leaves the klaf the way it is with the tliya there, harehu chazak yaiser, it's going to be stronger, Meshubach begufay. Like the fat goat. Elosha einai Meshubach bemare. But it's not going to look so nice because it has a tliya. And we learn from this Yerushalmi that Meshubach Begufay is better than Meshubach B'maris. The same thing over here. V'hinei lefi dvarav, according to this, Anya d'yayna gam l'chatchila k'shu bo l'takin ezatos, adif lefi, adif tfei l'taknei b'tliya, mi l'taknei b'grade. According to this Anya d'yayna, Kesis es abam kasha. He says, according to the Anya d'yayna, it's always better to make a tliya, because it's going to be better in the mara, and it's going to be shvacher. Nobody ever in the history of the world said such a thing, that it's better to make a tliya than a mechiko. Where we talk about the idea of erasing. Our klaf has a din of klaf. We discussed when we were talking about the gather of klaf that even if you take off the back, the little bit of the back, it's only kedei l'taknei u'lachlikoi. V'afilu m'hayu chalkim es ha'or hayu tzrichin l'chkach. And even if we would split the iris in half, we would be allowed to do that, and we would be able to say that the back, that our klaf is still considered klaf. Why should we do it to make it smoother? We're doing this on the back. We're anyway not writing, and it's making the klaf shvacher. And you see from there that why do we do it? We do it that it should look nicer. Oh, so you see that even though it's making it shvacher, but looking nicer is more important. The whole tzushtel to the two seirim of Yom Kippur is no shaychis. The hasam meshubach begufay haynu shu shamenu balbasa. Over there, the seir is fat. And that's something that is visible. So it's not a hidden thing versus a visible thing. Over there, they're both visible. Gam darkan shel bnei adam livchar bezen. People also choose their items this way, meaning by taking something that's fatter because you can see that it's better. But klaf avada, the nicer the klaf is, the more we want to choose it. And fancy people also, they buy clothes, even though it's lousy quality. People buy clothes of shvacha quality, even though they are not so. I'm sorry. People buy nice clothing, even though it's shvacha quality, and they don't buy the not nice clothing, which are good quality. Also, this that the Anya D'Yayna says that we paskin like the Tanakama and Yuma b'shnei seirim shemeis echad mehem. Maybe zug acher v'harishen enin nidcha. If you have one set of seirim and one of them dies, so then you bring another set of seirim and you choose one. But the original seir from the original pair is not nidcha, and we still use it. So therefore, in our case also, one should not erase the line because the mitzvah is berishain, even though it's not so nice and it's a tliyat. That's what he wants to say. Yeshleimar says the kesis. I don't like that taina. Deshani balichayim. Because by a bal chai, it's different. Ayin sham b'shirei karban, divrei ma'asel Rabbi Yechon, ma'ashakasel l'dasa Rambam, that he learns out from a pasuk over there that that's a special din in the Seirim, but it's not a general din that applies to other places. Says the Kesis, Siv vav, imdilek shtei shitin. If a cipher skipped two lines, I shalish, or three lines, nagu a cipherim latakein, the cipherim anoyik to fix the mistake, aflachatchila ligrate kamashitin, to erase a few lines, vegam lemayit haksav, and even if it means making the ksav smaller, kadei lahachnes hadiluk, in order to fit in the missing psukim, or the missing words. Va'ayin le'el simin yodalad sifkotin dalad, avul yoyser mishalish, but more than three lines, also lechatchila l'takin, lechatchila one should not erase, mishum demechzik menumer, because when the ksav is going to be squashed in there, it's going to look like menumer. Virak yisalek esayiriya. Rather, one should just get rid of the yiriya. Ach b'dieved, im avar v'tikain, if a cipher made a tikkun, an erasure of even more than three lines, en v'yadeinu lifsal sefer Torah, we cannot passel the sefer Torah, as Isaac Damasus ben Yamin and others. Continuing from Sifkot and Hay, so the Lishka was saying, Gama Shemevi Shom, the Anya Diyana had another Taina, Mehadi Isa b'Masech the Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet, Kriya b'Mishkan Mihavi, it says in the Gemara that where do we have a Maramokim that they did Kriya in the Mishkan, right? And over there you see that they cut, from the answer of the Gemara over there, it says that they cut more to make it look nicer. It's not just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want it to look nice, and that's why we cut in the Mishkan, but even for a regular Basav Adam, we want things to look nice. And Memela, it's Poshet that we would be Metakin. So too a Sefer Torah, we want it to look as nice as possible. Oid Kosev is Elishainai. Has another taina that is aloch in Ilchus Beis HaKnesses that you cannot destroy part of a Beis HaKnesses even if it's not derech hashchosa. So over here in the Sefer Torah also you shouldn't be allowed to erase even though it's not derech hashchosa. V'lo yadana, says the Kesses, I don't know. Harei adirabba, I would think the opposite. Harei mokos of Shom B'Seif Hasimin, but also lister dover mi beis haknesses elim kein oisa almenas livnois, is also to knock anything down from a shul unless you're doing it almenas livnois. Who needn't be done in our case gam kein oisa almenas latakin. He's doing it almenas latakin, which is like by a shul doing it almenas livnois. Vayin sham ver hetiv v'gamal mashikosav ataz v'simin kufnun alef sivkot and gimel chaylik bel yiraba. We only find destruction as an iser when it's an act of destruction. But when the destruction itself is an act of binyan, so then it's mutter. So mele by the Sefer Torah also, you would be able to erase. Sif cotton vav in the Lishka. Nagua seifrim. The seifrim anoyeg to erase and to fix by squashing in the ksav. Kasev etash b'tzchelak alef simen kufay and vav b'sefer Torah shehaya chasem imenu pasuk shalom. If you have a sefer Torah that's missing an entire pasuk, yachal l'kasev ben hashitin, you can fill it in between the lines. V'meina maspik b'shita achas yigroid b'fnim beza gimel shitin k'dei l'tzamtzim haksiva, you can erase and squash it all in with a small ksav. Im b'tikon zeh nishak tzah shita, and if with this tikkun, you have like part of a line left over, v'tola oisa, and that part of the line that's left over, yotoyle, bein hashitin, v'nisher b'zeh kidmus parashas. And now it looks a shtickle like you have a sheer parasha, because the ksiv is only taking up half the line. So the tashbitz was asked, is that a problem or not? So he said, im ksivis hashitin shenechtevu ala grad, havedaka kechetzi, if the lines that you wrote in the makom of the erasure are half the size of this line, so then a taka looks like a sheer parasha because you have a blank line in between. But the imhi daka yoiser mehem, but if it's extra small, efshel hakel bekach, why can you be makel if it's extra small? I would think it's worse. So he says, no, it's actually better. Sheharei dakusa mechiach, because the fact that it's so thin is mechiach shaloi l'shem parasha nishar ponei, that this wasn't done l'shem parasha, ela shesham nishlamot tliyas achisaren. It's just a place where I put the tliya. but it's not because I did it for a shir parsha. So since it's nicker that it's not done for a shir parsha, it's going to be okay. Aval efshar latzis yidei sofek zeh ligrei shita achas, but the simple etzah would be to erase one line, ulitzamtzem, and to make it a little bit smaller, and you fill in the tevas hatzluyas in that line, and that's a better etza adkan divrei hatashba.